Hey Ross, sorry to bother you on the weekend. I called at the spur of the moment, but for maybe a good reason. I just got off the road and started a new job. Before I started with them, I looked up the online reviews about the company, but I didn't think to check with BBB. I was looking for employee reviews, and didn't think to look for customer reviews. Anyway, the company is called American Dream Home Improvement. I officially started with them February 28th, but my hire date is actually last Tuesday because they couldn't start me right away. March 14th, I was assigned to what I understand to be your jurisdiction, Raytown. I didn't think nothing about nothing till the next day, March 15th. My supervisor and I filed a claim for a guy and he asked us how our BBB rating is. I did not know that answer, but I told him about my other research and I saw only one review that I considered to be a bad review. Then my supervisor said that the company has made good on any and all issues. Or something like that. I was recording the whole thing for training purposes, I'll have to double check his exact words. Anyway, I didn't actually check the BBB reviews till the evening of March 17th and now I have a bad feeling that I may be aiding and abiding in fraudulent activity. I know you would have far more access to knowledge on this matter than I, and so that is why I am contacting you. I for one don't want to hurt anyone, not do I want to assist in such activities. I personally do not have first-hand knowledge of such behavior and/or conduct, it is all hearsay evidence, so I am now doing my own investigation. I cannot pay you right away, but you know I am good for it. I just want to know if you think I should quit this company now before I hurt anyone. It may not be too late for me to have the three people I have helped file claims so far, to help them go in another direction if needed. If it becomes too late, I want to help any way I can to get them their restitution. All three of them definitely need new roofs, but I don't want them to get screwed in the process. Overall, I think, or thought, the company was a good company, till I read the BBB reviews. I now have concerns, but have no hard evidence. There were good BBB reviews too, just not as many, that is why I am on the fence and need assistance. I also prayed about it and said in my prayers, if the company is truly scamming people and screwing them over, don't allow me to make any claims, for I don't want to hurt anyone. If the company is legitimate, please help me to be successful and help those in need. So that will help bring some truth to the light too, I hope. Thank you for everything. Oh, the good thing is, while making my rounds, I ran into a guy who has a friend who needs your legal help. So I referred him to you. Thanks again, Kano.